Charlie, what did you say before the game? That Tom mentioned you had said something that the guys we have to step up and produce.
Just talking to the offense. We, on night games, I get an opportunity just to give them a few thoughts, and just said that everybody was going to step up and do their assignments, and I had total confidence in, whether it was Andre Brown or Will Beattie or Ramsey's or Reuben Randall, that they were going to do their assignments. They were we were well informed, we were well coached, well prepared all week, and they're make plays. And sure enough, all those guys stepped up and made plays to help us out in the game, and we were able to run our game plan and our offense as we normally do, and we did it really well tonight. Yeah, obviously both of them. Andre ran the ball really well, broke a couple big ones early on, which is nice. I think that was kind of be their game plan. Carolina was play too high and forced us to run the ball, and we did that. And when we can run the ball, our offense really starts clicking. We get in better, third down distances. Helps our play action, slows down the pass rush, all those things, and. We were able to pass, we were able to run the ball, we were able to, had the opposing team not knowing what we were going to do, and guys stepped up, made a lot of big plays.
Tom made mention of you talking to the team and mentioning the guys who needed to step up and you have confidence in them. Did you do that as the entire team or just as the offense?
No, just the offense. We had a little walkthrough and just always break them down. Call out anybody. I just said, everybody's just got to, do your job. Everybody's gonna, we have playmakers. We have guys who are gonna be able to make plays. We got to be patient and take what the defense gives us. And when we have opportunities to get the ball down the field or break a run or make a big catch, the guys are gonna do that. And that's what happened tonight. I guess maybe I did. I don't think it was any big speech. It was what I normally do after we have a walkthrough with the offense. Just everybody gathers up and give them my two thoughts before we got a little 4-hour break just to think about and prepare yourself for the game, get mentally prepared. It didn't change anybody's performance. Guys went out there and played well. At the hotel.
How much of tonight's start was a carryover from the way you ended the game?
It was great. That was important, and we really wanted to get off to a fast start. That's something we have not been very good at, over the past couple of years. We have not been good at, so far this year, going and getting a touchdown and really setting the tempo for the game. And that first drive, we ran the ball well, had some passes, in the flats, had some third down conversions, and then hit Martellus for the touchdown. Not having to settle for a field goal was big. So that was a great start to a game off a short week. Seeing what they were doing defensively different, making our adjustments, and guys doing their assignments well.
With it being a short week, can you talk about the focus that you had? It seemed like you've been a road team that y'all were dominant for the game tonight.
Yeah, I think we had a great game plan. The coaches had us well prepared. I think the players. Knew what we needed to do to get mentally prepared for the game and physically. A lot of walkthroughs, but we got a lot of plays run, a lot of different looks in the walkthroughs. Got mental preparation. Had some 7-on-7 live guys running routes. That's something I wanted to do just to get them some things going. Really didn't know until yesterday that that Akeem wasn't going to play, and didn't have a whole lot of live reps with Reuben and Ramsey's, but we've had that over the last few weeks. They knew their assignments, they knew what to do, and I thought everybody really executed well, didn't have many mistakes, and maybe forced a ball or two, but besides that, everybody played well. Yeah, I'm proud of the guys, and they know in this level, in this league, you never know when you're gonna get an opportunity. You got to be prepared for it, and you got to step up. A lot of guys have come in and done that. Whether Will Beattie, when we've asked him to come and play, he's come and played very, very well the last 2 weeks. Andre Brown's a great example, a guy who, you know, we drafted, got injured, you know, bounced around, we brought him back, you know, kind of on the bubble to make the team, not make the team, and hey, here you go, you know, Amai gets hurt, he's got to play last week off, you know, not tons of reps, he ran great, he pass protected, you know, today, you know, he got off to a little shaky start. I don't think anybody noticed he went the wrong way on the first play of the game. He went, you know, to the left. He was supposed to go to the right. So we, you know, kind of gave him a little talk on that and got him, you know, kind of got him settled down a little bit. But, you know, after that, he did very, very, very well.
Eli, talking to the offense after the walkthrough, is that something you started doing 7 or 8 years ago when you first got the job? Is that more recent years?
The what?
When you're talking to the offense after the walkthrough.
After the walkthrough in the hotel? Yeah. No, that's yeah. I think I've been, you know, doing that as long as I can remember. It's only on night games that we have a walkthrough the day before the game anyway. So you know, it's just you break them down. You know, in preseason you always have it. You know, you just break them down, give them a few thoughts to think about getting prepared. It's really not a big deal, I don't think. No, I really didn't. You know. No, I knew the guys were going to know their assignments, that we were going to know what to do. You know, it's guys who have been here. You know, we've gone into some games where we've had receivers who, you know, we've pulled right off the streets and come and play for us. Then you get a little concerned. You're trying to coach them up and teach them things and give them this look. You know, I knew Ramsey would be great. He's a very smart player. He knows the offense well. He was going to make plays. Victor's going to be fine. And then Ruben, you know, he's been doing well in practice in preseason, knowing his assignments and where to run and what to do. And if he's given an opportunity, he was going to make some plays for us. And, you know, had the one catch, so you got to start there. But I thought he, did everything correctly and played well all game.
All right.
Thank you.